Chapter 2. Preparations. A great many persons have asked when I first conceived the idea of trying to reach the North Pole. That question is hard to answer. It is impossible to point to any day or month and to say, "Then the idea first came to me." The North Pole dream was a gradual and almost involuntary evolution from earlier work in which it had no part. My interest in Arctic work dates back to 1885, when, as a young man, my imagination was stirred by reading accounts of explorations by Nordenskjöld in the interior of Greenland. These studies took full possession of my mind, and led to my undertaking, entirely alone, a summer trip to Greenland in the following year. Somewhere in my subconscious self, even so long ago as that, there may have been gradually dawning a hope that I might someday reach the pole itself. Certain it is, the lure of the North, the Arctic fever, as it has been called, entered my veins then, and I came to have a feeling of fatality, a feeling that the reason and intent of my existence was the solution of the mystery of the frozen fastnesses of the Arctic. But the actual naming of the pole as the object of an expedition did not materialize until 1898, when the first expedition of the Peary Arctic Club went north with the avowed intention of reaching 90 north, if it were possible. Since then, I have made 6 different attempts in 6 different years to reach the coveted point. The sledging season, when such a dash is possible, extends from about the middle of February until the middle of June. Before the middle of February, there is not sufficient light, and after the middle of June, there is likely to be too much open water. During these 6 former attempts made by me to win the prize, the successive latitudes of 83 degrees 52 minutes, 84 degrees 17 minutes, and 87 degrees 6 minutes were attained, the last giving back to the United States the record of farthest north, which had for a time been wrested from it by Nansen, and from him in turn by the Duke of the Abruzzi. In writing the story of this last and successful expedition, it is necessary to go back to my return from the former expedition of 1905-1906. Before the Roosevelt entered port, and before I reached New York, I was planning for another journey into the North, which, if I could obtain...